Today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Chof Ches, and we are two lines from the bottom of daf Chof Zayin Amid Beis. So the Gemara was discussing a halacha regarding going to an Oved Avodah Zarah for refuah. The Mishnah made a very cryptic statement, Misrapin Mehen Ripui Mamoin, Avoloi Ripui Nefasha. So you can go to an Oved Avodah Zarah for Ripui Mamoin, but you can't go to an Oved Avodah Zarah for Ripui Nefasha. It was unclear what the definition of Ripui Mamoin is, what the definition of Ripui Nefasha is. The Gemara had three suggestions. The third suggestion was Ripui Mamoin is Ripui Behemtai, Ripui Nefasha is Ripui Gufai. In other words, if a person, a Yid, has a behema, and the behema needs to see a doctor, a veterinarian, so you can go to an Oved Avodah Zarah, that's a veterinarian. But if the Yid himself has something issue, he needs to see a regular doctor, then the halacha is he can't go to an Oved Avodah Zarah. The reason is because Oved Avodah Zarah are chashan and shvichas danim, and we're concerned that when you put yourself in this vulnerable position where the doctor is able to manipulate you and do something to you, potentially harm you, we don't trust them. As a result, you can't go to an Oved Avodah Zarah that's a doctor. And the chiddush was that loy mibaya, if the doctor is going to perform surgery, for example, he's going to do something where it's likely that he can heal you. But even if you're dealing with something that would seem very, very benign, you can't even go to an Oved Avodah Zarah that's a doctor to bloodlet. Even something where you'd say, what's he going to do? You're not sick anyways. What's exactly at stake? Even that is going to be aser. But as we're going to see right now in the beginning of the daf, that is not the opinion of all the Amiram. In fact, that's not the halacha. Zok the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan said, Kol makas shemechallin oleh es HaShabbos ein misrapin mehen. The only time that you're not allowed to go to a doctor, that's an Oved Avodah Zarah for refuah, that's if the reason you're going to the doctor is because you have a makah. It's such a makah that you'd be able to be mechal Shabbos for that kind of makah. In other words, there's a question, there's an element of pekuach nefashos. But if there's no element of pekuach nefashos, in that case, the halacha would be, you could go to a doctor that's an Oved Avodah Zarah. Meaning, Rabbi Yehuda had said in Amud Aleph, afilu rivdo dekusil tolei matzina minayu, Rabbi Yechanan disagrees. Rabbi Barbachana, in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, said, no, the only time you can go to a doctor that's an Oved Avodah Zarah, if it's a makah shemechalin oleo es HaShabbos. But if it's a makah she'ein mechalin oleo es HaShabbos, there's no issue. Nikadami Amir Rabbi Barbachana, Rabbi Yechanan. Similar halacha, but a little bit of a different knesh. Kol makah shol cholol ein misrap mehen. When are you now allowed to go to a doctor that's an Oved Avodah Zarah? If the issue, the makah that the Yid is dealing with is an internal makah. It's something that's affecting one of his internal organs. If, however, it's one of his external organs, in that case, there's not going to be an issue. Says the Gemara, my benai, is there a nafkamina between the two versions of what Rabbi Bar Bachana said in the name of Rabbi Yechanan? In the first lashon, he said kol makah shemechalin oleh es HaShabbos ein misrap mehen. In the second lashon, he said kol makah shel cholol ein misrap mehen. Says the Gemara, there's a nafkamina, you know, it could be now gava yad v'gava regel, the top of the hand and the top of the foot. If the makah was there, it chapen nafkamina. Domer Rabbi Adar Bar Masna Amar Rav gava yad v'gava regel harehen kemakah shel cholol u'mechalin oleh es HaShabbos. The halacha is that the gav hayad and the gav regel, the top of the hand and the top of the foot, even though it's not a makah shel cholol, it's external, it's not internal, still that loch is mechalin oleh es HaShabbos. So according to the first lashon, anytime it's a makah shemechalin oleh es HaShabbos ein misrap mehen. So if there was a makah on the gav hayad and the gav regel, being that you do mechal Shabbos for it, you can't go to a doctor. That's an Oved Avodah Zarah. According to the second lashon, that it has to be a makah shel cholol, it has to be internal, this is external, and being that it's external, the loch is you can go to a doctor that's an Oved Avodah Zarah. Another halacha. Amar Rav Zuchu Bar Tuvia, Amar Rav Kol Makah Shetzricha Oimed, any makah that requires an assessment to decide whether or not this person's going to live or die, Mechalalin Oleh Es HaShabbos. The Rishonim, by the way, are very bothered with this Gemara. It sounds like if you need an Oimed, that's just a fancy way of saying that there's a suffix. It's a suffix. Is it deep pekuach nefashos or is it not pekuach nefashos? We know that pekuach nefashos is doicha Shabbos, and even suffix pekuach nefashos is doicha Shabbos. So what exactly was Rav Zuchu Bar Tuvia Amar Rav being Machadish, I am Britva, I am Rishonim. Amar Hashem Barab, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Vahai Ishta, Tzemirta, if somebody has a fever, Kemakashal Cholol Dami, it's like a Makashal Cholol, Umachalulin Aleo Es Hashab. Says the Gbar, Mehecha Makashal Cholol. What's the definition of Makashal Cholol? So we're distinguishing between an internal Makah and an external Makah. So how do you distinguish between the two? Pirish Ravami, Menasofa Vilifnim. From the lips inward, would be considered internal, sofas miloshin tzfasayim, anything outside, everything else is considered external. Boy, Rabbi Lazar, kochi v'shini mai. What about the gums? That's kochi v'shini teeth. What's the shayla? Keep it akushinu. Do you say, being that they're hard, they're a little bit like an external, you open your mouth, you see your gums, you see your teeth. It's menasofa v'lefnim, it's inside of the lips, it's technically internal. So the Gemara found a case that, on the one hand, would seem to have characteristics of a maka de avroi, but then again, it also has characteristics of a maka shalchol. Amar Abaye, Abaye said, Toshma, I'll bring you a rai from a brisa. Choishes b'shino, the halacha is if somebody has an issue with his teeth, lo yigma behenes achoymetz, not let eat vinegar on Shabbos. So apparently vinegar was considered a refuah for teeth, scotch, bourbon, vinegar, right? So those were things that people used to use, l'tzorech refuah on Shabbos. So it's a mefurish halacha. Choishes b'shino, lo yigma behenes achoymetz. But the Gemara made a diak. Abaye said, choishes hu deloy. It sounds like it's only a person that's only chayshish. Chayshish is a soft term. Hakav leituva, but what if it's really hurting? He's in pain. Shapir dami, it sounds like in that case, it would be okay. Why would it be okay? Presumably because teeth are considered makashal cholo, it's considered internal. Because if it's considered external, so that's Urchaim Simon Shin Chavches. That's Refuah B'Shabbos. Refuah B'Shabbos, as we spoke about this morning, Refuah B'Shabbos is Aser. Something Gemara, it's not a Raya. It's true, on the one hand, it sounds a little like a Diak, only a Chayshish B'Shinov, Lo Yigma Behenes Achaymetz. It sounds like if it was Koiv Leituva, he could. Why? Must be because there's some element of Sakana, Mechal, and Aleus HaShabbos. The Gemara says, no, Duma Tana Hechad, and Koiv Leituva, Chayshish Nami Karele. Abaye is making a Diak. What was his Diak? The Tana said, Chayshish. Why did he say kovle? Must be there's a chiluk between chayshish and kovle. Says the Gemara, no, it's not such a diak. Maybe this Tana wasn't so medactic in this chiluk, the nuance between a chayshish and a kovle. And even though chayshish to some would seem like a more soft term, but it could be to this Tana, chayshish and kovle meant all the same. So in other words, what is the Tana really saying? That even if it hurts, even if you're in pain, it doesn't matter. Simen shin chav ches, refuah b'shabbos would apply. Thus you have a raya that shinov is not internal, but rather it's viewed as external. In other words, ein mechalin aleh es ha-shabbos. Ok, the Gemara toshma. Zabaya had no raya from a chayshish b'shinov, because you can either say chayshish means kovle, or fakert make a diak, chayshish lo yigma. But kovle yigma, you can go both ways, but the Gemara says I've arrived from somewhere else. Rabbi Yochanan chosh b'tzavdina. Rabbi Yochanan was suffering from tzavdina. So tzavdina, says Rashi, is choyli hashinayim. Some choyli he had that affected his teeth. Ozel legabod ahim machunisus. He went to a certain woman, and she was the healer. She was going to provide refuah for the great Rabbi Yochanan. Look, the Gemara of the Chamsha, she went on Friday, or he did, and she gave some sort of refuah. Umali Shabbos, and then he went again on Erev Shabbos. Amalah, lamachamai. Rabbi Yechanan said, what am I supposed to do tomorrow? What do I do on Shabbos? She said, loitzriches. Tomorrow you're going to be fine. He said, itzrichnamai, but what if I wake up tomorrow on Shabbos and it still hurts? What am I supposed to do? Amra, she said, ishtabili delay megalis. You swear to me, that if I tell you, you're not going to reveal it. Ishtabalo leke Yisrael delay maglim. Not only did Rabbi Yechanan swear, he swore in the name of Hashem. Remember this Gemara? He swore leke Yisrael delay maglim. The Gemara says the next day, Galule. So she told him this refuah. I guess she was going to him. Or he was going to her, and as a result, she never had to reveal exactly what it was. She would mix the potions when he wasn't looking and give it to Rabbi Yechanan to drink, and Rabbi Yechanan was getting his refuah, but Rabbi Yechanan wasn't going to be able to come on Shabbos. So now, already, Rabbi Yechanan had to know, had to put this all together. She didn't want to tell him until Rabbi Yechanan swore that he wouldn't be Megala. Rabbi Yechanan had a podium, Rabbi Yechanan had a pulpit, he had an audience, he had a platform. So she was a little afraid of Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan swore in the name of Elokai Yisrael that he won't be Megala. She was Megala to him. Zokti Gemara Lamacha the next day. Nofak Darsh of the Pirka. After Shabbos, Noch Musif, Rabbi Yechanan got up. He gave his pulpit rabbi speech. And in his drasha, he was Megala this refuah that this woman had given him. Says the Gemara, how could he do that? Rabbi Yechon swore he wasn't going to do it. So the Gemara says, l'kod Yisrael l'il maglina, aval la'am Yisrael maglina. You know what Rabbi Yechon said? Rabbi Yechon said, I swear that I won't reveal it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Meaning, it sounded like, and that's certainly what she thought, that he was saying, in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I won't reveal it. But that's not what Rabbi Yechon said. He didn't say, be'elekod Yisrael l'il Maglina. What he said was Le'elika Yisrael Maglina. I will not tell Hashem. He didn't tell Hashem. He told Klal Yisrael. But the Gemara says V'ikachil Hashem. Wasn't Rabbi Yechon worried about a chil Hashem? So the Gemara gives a shver. Teretz the Galua Meikar. Right after she told him, he told her immediately, listen, I'm letting you know, I outsmarted you, and I clearly was very careful in my lashon. I meant that I'm not going to tell it to Hashem. I won't, but I will darshan it Barabim the next day. So he already gave her a heads up that he was going to do it, and being that he gave her a heads up that he was going to do it, somehow that avoided the chilul Hashem. But what do you see from here? Zok de Gemara, Alma kemakos al cholol damya. A person's not allowed to take ruah for, you can't take medicine on Shabbos. So if you can't take medicine on Shabbos, again, so what's going on over here? Rabbi Yechon has a problem with his teeth. So he goes to this matronisa. She has some heebie-jeebie potion. The Gemara is going to go through exactly what the ingredients are, by the way. So she puts this whole thing together, this whole geschäft. Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, Rabbi Yochanan says, what am I going to do if I'm not, what do you mean, what are you going to do if you're not feeling well? You're not going to take medicine. You're going to be a little bit bizarre. On Shabbos, you're not supposed to take Advil on Shabbos. So why is Rabbi Yochanan taking this medication? The teretz is, Alma kamakos shachol damya. You see, the thing that what Rabbi Yochanan was suffering was tzavdina. Tzavdina is, Rashi says, is a choli hashinayim. Shinayim vaistois is a makos shachol. And even though when you open your mouth, when you smile, you see your teeth, you see your gums, it's hard. It has certain tchunos. It has certain characteristics of a makkah de evroi, but at the end of the day, it's inside your mouth. It's menasofa from your lips, vilifnim, inward. Therefore, it's treated halachically as a makkah shal cholol. That's where Rabbi Yochanan was able to take the medication for it on Shabbos. Amar Rabbi Nachman bar Yitzchok, Rabbi Yochanan Yitzchok says, you don't have a riot from here either. Shani tzvdina, hoyolu mascha bepeh v'goyim nemeyayin. It's true. Tzavdina starts in a person's teeth, but eventually it spreads to his intestines and other parts of his body. So it's, although right then and there, it was technically a makkah d'avroi, but being that it was going to spread into his inner organs, already now we look at it as a makkah shalchol, and that's what you let it be. But an ordinary choli hashinayim would be different. Zok de Ramaisi Mani, what are the symptoms of tzavdina? Zok de Gemara, symptoms are, rami midi be kachiv, a person puts something on his gums, umaisi damen beidari, and his teeth start bleeding, that's a sign that it may be the onset of tzavdina. Zok de Gemara, my havi, what causes it? Mikri rikri dechiti, either it's from eating very cold products that come from wheat, or michamimi the sairi, or eating very hot products that come from soir and then come from barley, or umishiri kasa the harsin. If somebody eats some sort of spoiled fish, that's never a good thing. That can cause tzavdina as well. Mayavdila, Zokti Gemara. Okay. So this woman originally didn't want to be Megal to Rabbi Yochanan. What exactly the secret refuah was. Until Rabbi Yochanan swore he wasn't going to be Megala. Lamaisa, she told Rabbi Yochanan, Nothing Vidarash, Rabbi Yochanan. The next day, Rabbi Yochanan said what this was. What was it? Amr Abachabre de Rava, Mesa'ar. You take water that had yeast soaking in it. Vishem and Zayas. You take olive oil, umelach and salt. You mish it all together. That's the potion. It's a little bit different, no? Mishcha da avzo, you take fat from a goose. Begad for the avzo, you apply it on your teeth, but you can't just apply it on your teeth. You have to apply it on your teeth with the feather of a goose. You follow those steps, by the way, you ain't seen nothing yet. If you follow, that's wait till I'm at base. If you follow those steps, then it's going to be okay. Amr Abaya. Abaya said, I know Abdi Kulu, I tried this. By the way, I tried both. I tried the Mesar, the Shem and Zayas, and the Melech. And then I tried the Mishcha da Avza and the Gadfa da Avza. It's a type of kapuris. It didn't work. Until I met a merchant, and he told me, he says, take pits of an olive, but only pits of an olive that didn't grow a third yet. To burn them on the top of a new hoe, and then take those olives, the pits of the olive, put them on your teeth, of the hachi. Abaye said, I tried it, the itzoi,
Chaval Azman. It worked perfectly. Zok the Gemara. For Rabbi Yochanan, Hechi Yavid Avi. But the Gemara asks another kasha. So the first kasha Rabbi Yochanan was, we have a few problems with the story. Number one, Rabbi Yochanan swore that he wasn't going to reveal this refuah. L'machan hafag v'darash. And the next day, Rabbi Yochanan darash. The Gemara addressed. Then the Gemara had another problem. How could Rabbi Yochanan take medicine on Shabbos? B'chay refuah b'Shabbos. Aruchayim simishin chavches. You're not allowed to do it. So the Gemara said, either you prove from here that Chalu Shinaim is considered a makash al-chalal, or even if Chalu Shinaim ordinarily is not considered makash al-chalal, this is different because this could spread. But the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan, hechi avid hachi, another problem. Rabbi Yochanan, komakash b'chal meras ha-shabiz, emis rapin mehen. This woman was a matronisa. She was an oivet avid azara. So if she was an oivet avid azara, how was Rabbi Yochanan allowed to go to him? Forget Hilchas Shabbos. What happened to Hilchas Avoda Zara? What happened to our sugya? The halacha is that you're not allowed to go to a doctor that's an Avoda Zara. Now, we had a machlokes on Yerom when you're not allowed to go. Rabbi Yehuda said, I feel a rib to do kesulti. You can't go for anything. Rabbi Yechanan argued. Rabbi Yechanan was the one that said, no, only something that's serious. If you're dealing with a real issue, how real? You could be Machal Shabbos for it. That's when the halacha is true that you can't go to an Avoda Zara that's a doctor. But Rabbi Yechanan himself said that it's Aser Alkol. On him, the alcohol, oifen, if it's something that you can be Michal Shabbos for. This is something you can be Michal Shabbos. How do you know that? Because Rabbi Yechon himself took the medication on Shabbos. And if it wasn't something you can be Michal Shabbos for, Rabbi Yechon wouldn't have been able to take the medicine. The Teret says he was able to take it because it's a Makash al-Cholol. So, man of Shachvas Tutzachta, if it's a Makash al-Cholol, how could Rabbi Yechon have gone in the first place? What happened to the issue of Avodah Zarah? Says the Gemara, Adam Chashev Shaini. You have to say, being Rabbi Yechon was an Adam Chashev, you don't have to worry about the fact that the Matronisa ordinarily would be chashed on Shvichas Davin. This is the same exact halacha of you're not allowed to take a haircut by an oved avodah zarah. I can't remember if it's a daf earlier or a daf later. It's later, right? It's whatever is daf. But the point is, you can't go unless if you use a mirror, then you could. Why is a mirror different? Because if you use a mirror, it makes you look like an adam chashiv. And if you look like an adam chashiv, the same oved avodah zarah that was chashiv at Shvichas Davin, all of a sudden, is it going to be able to touch you? Said, over here, Rabbi Yechon, I mean that it was an adam chashiv. I mean, the oved avodah zarah was chashiv at Shvichas Davin, but not for an adam chashiv. But Freit Gemara Kasha, from a Maisa Shahoya Kacha. For Rabbi Avo, the Adam Chashev Avo, Rabbi Avo was an Adam Chashev. Said, now we spoke a lot about Rabbi Avo earlier in the Masechta. We spoke about Rabbi Avo and the protectia that he had within the Roman government. He was very handsome, he was very connected, and the women of the Roman palace would sing songs when Rabbi Yochanan, when Rabbi Avo would come. And the Gemara in different places talks about the influence Rabbi Avo had and how he used it positively to help Klal Yisrael. So Rabbi Avo was clearly an Adam Chashed. And once he went to Yaakov the Min, I don't know if this is the same Yaakov from Davchav Zayin Amadeus that was treating Ben Dama, who was Ben Achoysei Shrabi Shmuel. But either way, so he goes to Yaakov Mina and he puts some sort of medication on his foot. And the Gemara says, V'loi Rabbami Rabbasi D'lachku L'shaki. Had Rabbami Rabbasi not been there and quickly taken this medicine off Rabbi Avo's foot, Paske L'shaki, he would have Le'olenu lost his foot. They would have had to amputate his leg. Why? Because Yaakov Mina was out to get Rabbi Avo. And that clearly supports the idea that the minin and the oivdei avodah zarah are chashen on Shvichas Davin. But what you see from here is that even somebody, even a patient like Rabbi Avo, who's an adam chashen, even over there you see that they're chashen on Shvichas Davin. So what's the difference between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Avo? So Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan and Reifim Mumchaf. You have to say a different teretz. You have to say Rabbi Yochanan's doctor was a mumcha. And by a mumcha, we had this earlier as well, on Shabbos is daf. When you're dealing with a mumcha, already a mumcha, you don't have to be so worried that he's going to be chashen. A mumcha has a practice to protect. He's not just going to give it all away because he has a taiva to chepa what he did. But the Gemara says, the Rabbi Avo, Nami Reifim Mumchaf. It sounds like this Yaakov Mina was a Reifim Mumchi. Comes up a few times in Masechtas Avodah Zarah itself. Sounds like he was a famous, a well-known top doctor. So if he was a top doctor, then Lechura, it's the same mumcha. So you have to say a different teret. Shani Rabbi Avo, Demukmi Bamini Benafshayu, Thomas Nafshi and Plishin. If you know the history of Rabbi Avo, as we do, but if you know the rest of the story with Rabbi Avo, he used to get into these debates and these vikuchim together with the Minim, and the Minim wanted to get him. And if there was an opportunity to take Rabbi Avo, they would have taken him even at their own expense. So ordinarily, there's an idea of a reif mumcha, there's an umdina that he's not going to chapa. But over here, this was different exhale. So the next gemara, literally, from this next line all the way onto the top of Daf Chavdalet Amud Esamad Aleph, the gemara is going to get involved in different medieval, ancient remedies that people used to use.
L'tzayrich refuah. But before we do that, just a few others on what we just learned, and really it connects to Daf Chav Zayin Amid Beis, the end of the previous daf. So a few horrors. Number one, we're discussing over here the halacha that pikuach nefesh is doicha Shabbos. So there's lamet has malachis, you're not allowed to be mechal Shabbos. But if there's a question of pikuach nefesh, you have a chayla, sheyesh bei sakana, or if someone's a chayla and the machla involves an internal organ, a fever, the Gemara said. There's different examples of it. The halacha is, in those cases, you could be mechal Shabbos. You could be mechal Shabbos. And now you could be mechal Shabbos if there's vade pekuach nefesh. But you could be mechal Shabbos even if there's only a suffik pekuach nefesh. The mechaber in simen shin chav ches. That's the simen we keep on referencing. Sivkot and Bey says as follows. Mishi yesh loy choyli shal sakana. If somebody has a choyli shal sakana, mitzvah l'chal l'avas ha-shabbos. There's a mitzvah, no less. It's not a rishos. There's a mitzvah to be mechal Shabbos for someone that has a chayla sheyesh bei sakana. The hazor is someone who jumps and he's the one that picks up the phone. He's the one that calls atzala. Harezem meshubach. The hashoyel, if someone calls a rav and he asks a shayla, harezem shayfich damim. So there's a mitzvah to be mechal Shabbos for a chayla sheyesh bei sakana. The zor is the person that jumps up. Zrizim makdim la mitzvah. I'm the one that's going to be mechal Shabbos for this chayla. You think, let the other guy do it. No. Harezem meshubach. The hashayel and someone who starts clarying, I'm not sure, let me get a Mishnah Berurah, let me go ask a shayla. That person, harezech shafich damim, he's literally a reitzeach. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the hashayel, what does the shayel mean? Pirish, oisah ishu mischase, he's becoming a chassid. V'yori l'chal Shabbos b'chay l'kazeh, he's afraid to be mechal Shabbos, ki yimal yedei mayr. If the Rav says, if you be mechal Shabbos, I'll be mechal Shabbos. But unless I hear it from a Rav, he's getting nervous. Harehu shayfich damim. Because by the time that he goes to ask his shayla, the shayla is just going to get worse. Then the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi is in the end of Masechtas Yuma. Sok the Yerushalmi. Quote, Hanishol Hareza Meguna. What does that mean? Pirish. If somebody goes to a Rav and asks the Rav a shayla, and the shayla is to somebody that is a suffix because nefashis, we're not sure, could we be mechal Shabbos or not? So the shayel, the one that asked the shayel, is a shayfich dam. Zogti Yerushalmi, the nishal, the rav, is meguna. He's not a shayfich dam, but he's meguna. That's a bad lashon. You know why? Mishum shatamud chacham bim koymai, hayulay lidreish bepirka lakoyl, because he had a responsibility to darshim berabim kidei sheyedu kol ha'am v'lo yitztarchu l'shayaloi. Because the achrayis is for the rav to make sure that everybody in the kehila knows this halacha. And to the extent that someone considers this person his rav, he's asking him the shayla, and this is the shayla he asked him, that means the rav didn't make it clear enough. And if the rav didn't make it clear enough, hareza maguna, there's going to be a problem. I'm just thinking, one ha'ara, a little bit of food for thought. Why can't a person take medication on Shabbos? The reason is, because once upon a time, when people needed medication, they would take different herbs. We're going to go through some of the refuahs now. But they would take herbs, they would grind them. And to grind on Shabbos is also, it's the malach of Teichin. So the Gemara says, it's for that reason that you're not allowed to take medication on Shabbos. What bothered me was, is the Ramah in Simen Shin Lamites. The context is something completely different. It's a random Simen. The name of the Simen is Kamadinim Pratiyim Hanoyagim B'Shabbos. Uboi Zayin Tzifim. Sivkot and Gimel. Says the Mechaber, Ein Metapchin Lahakois Kafal Kaf. You're not allowed to clap your hands on Shabbos. V'loi Mesapkin Lahakois Kafal Yorech. V'loi Meraktim. You're not allowed to dance on Shabbos either. Why? Gzei Rishem Yisakin Klishir. So you're not allowed to dance on Shabbos. Why are you not allowed to dance on Shabbos? Because we're afraid that if you're going to dance on Shabbos, you're going to already want instruments, and instruments could break, and if they break, you might fix it, and if you fix an instrument, you're over makav patish masakin mona. So Shema Yisakin Klishir, it's also, it says the Ramah, that v'hod mesapkinon umiraktim ho'idno v'yeshoimrim debizman hazeh akol shari. Says the Ramah, nowadays it's all mutter. You don't have to worry about it. Meaning, even though Medina the Gemara was aser, but nowadays it's okay. The einon who bekiyim basias kleshir, because today we're not bucky in fixing instruments. For like a mixer, shem yisak and kleshir, the milsud lo yishchichahu. The efshe shalzeh nagul hakol bakol. It says I found that people are very maker when it comes to this whole halacha. Right, zwischen the chassidim for sure. And he says that they're probably soymich on this, because at the end of the day, the whole iser was based on gzeir. Gzeir is shem yisak and klei shir. Today, nobody knows if your guitar breaks, you're going to have to send it somewhere. You're going to have to fix it. So either people don't know how to be misak and klei shir today, the whole chshash is irrelevant, and A, it's not applicable. So if it's not applicable, you don't have the underlying gzeir. If you don't have the underlying gzeir, there's no reason that it should be aser. So Ramos is a chiddush. That even though medina de gemara, it's aser, but ha'idna, it's okay. It's interesting, the Ramah, in a very, very famous tshuva, we spoke at this tshuva most recently in Perek Shavuos Ha'edos, the tshuva where he paskin and you officiated a wedding on a Friday night on Shabbos. And even though the Mishnah says Masechet Beis, the Flamed Vav, in Mekatchin the Shabbos, that you're not allowed to get married on Shabbos, still the Ramah, he was young, he had recently been appointed as Rav in Krakow because of a cheshbon that he had. We went through the tshuva in great detail in the beginning of Perek Shavuos Ha'edos, Shavuos Da Flamed. But either way, the Ramah Paskin, the phenomenal kula, and he officiated, he was Mesad the Kedusha for Achasa on Shabbos. And he wrote a tshuva to Fa'enfer to be Mesnatzel on his psak. And one of the things he says is that he feels that the whole Isra of Emekachim isn't so relevant for Zmanazah. Why? Because the Gemara says, why can't you get married on Shabbos? It's a gzeira. Gzeira shema yichtoi. What are you going to write? You're going to write the ksuba. Says the Ramah, once upon a time, the minig was, the chassan would show up at the chasana with a pen, and he would sit down with the feder, and he would write the ksuba. So there was a real chash. If you're going to get married on Shabbos, maybe they're going to sit down and they're going to write the ksuba on Shabbos. But he says today, nobody writes the ksuba at the chasana. You come with a prepared ksuba. Nobody has to write. You can't even read the ksuba. Let alone write the ksuba. Nobody's showing up at the ksuba. So being that nobody's showing up to write the ksuba, so therefore the whole shemi yichter doesn't really apply. So says the Ramah, I'm not so worried. And the Ramah says, I'll give you precedence for that. Because you see that people are making with regards to the halacha of v'loy miraktim. Ah, gzeir shemi yisak and klesher. So the Ramah, pshat is based on what I wrote in a rechayim simin shin lamites. He cross-referenced is you, the Ramah does, from the tshuva to his pirish and Eir Chaim to his Shulchan Aruch, his magnum opus, and says the Ramah, just like I was mekel regarding v'lo miraktim, so too I'm going to be mekel over here. So l'chura, I think it's fear to ask, why then can you take medicine on Shabbos? Nobody today who has a headache is going to go start grinding herbs. What he's going to take is Advil or Tylenol or ibuprofen or something like that. That's what you do. People take prepared medication. L'chayra, the gzeir of shchika samamonim, I don't think is any more matzoi, is any more shchiach than the gzeir of shem yisachin klesher or the gzeir of shem yichtoiv under the chuppah. So l'chura yesh la'oire, why is it that it was so partial to the Ramah that when it comes to the takana of Miraktim, the Ikr Takono was only a Vekishtelt, it was only designated to the extent that there really is Bepoyla of Chshash of Shem Yisach and Klesher. The Ikr Takono, the Mekanshin, was only established to the extent that there's going to be a Bepoyla of Chshash of Shem Yichtag. But somehow the Isser, Refur B'Shabbos, there was an understanding by Chazal that even if something would happen in the future and the Tam would be Batal, but Loi Batal Hadin, the Halacha would apply. So somehow, it was pashit in these two cases, one way here, another way. I think it's something they have to be ma'ara. Just one final ha'ara before we go weiter, and that is, so we're going to fest the Gemara. A fest the Gemara, yes, daf chav zayin abedbeis. And the Gemara discussed, so again, this sugya, which says that you're not allowed to go to a pagan, you can't go to an eved avay dezara, l'tzorech refuah. So the Gemara said, Amar Rava, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, that if you have someone that's a safik chai, safik meis, he's in a situation where there's a safik. If he's going to live, so he has a machla of some sorts, could be he's going to make it, could be he's not going to make it. So what's the halacha? You definitely can't go to a doctor that's an Eved Avodah Zarah, because the fact that the Eved Avodah Zarah is going to chep it with the Yid is more than a safik. It's safik karv levadai. Right now there's a legitimate sad that this person's going to live. You go to the doctor, you're actually decreasing the chances of his survival. So fashtetzach, it's something that you're not allowed to do. If, however, the doctor said that this person's for sure going to die, he's without a question, the doctors believe there's nothing they can do. If they leave him as is, he's going to die. He may live a day, he may live 2 days. There's an element of chayisha, but in terms of his chance of survival, the doctors say, if we don't do anything, there's a 0% survival rate. There's no Jewish doctor that can cure this person. But there's a Gentile doctor. There's an Eved Avodah Zarah. He feels that he has some sort of experimental drug or whatever exactly it is. He feels that he can treat this person. Could you go to him or could you not go to him? It was a Mefurash Gemara. The Gemara said that in that case, we go to him. Ay, chayisha. So the Gemara said, meaning, why is it so pasha you can go to him? There's a good chance he's going to kill him. So what are you going to say? He's going to die anyways. Yeah, but the fact that he would die anyways doesn't mean he would die right now. Maybe he'd live another day. Maybe he'd live another 2 days. By going to the doctor now, letting the doctor put a knife on him, he may kill him right now. You're losing the chayisha. So the Gemara said, I'm not really worried about the chayisha. The top tois on the Amud Chav Zayin Amud Beis says, what do you mean the chayisha lechayishinon? We know the chayisha. The halacha is that he could be mechal Shabbos for a chayla, for a person who's in a matzav of sakana, mefaklin all of us agal b'Shabbos, even for chayisha. So you see that you are chayish v'chayisha. Says Tosfos, of course, avadu chayish v'chayisha. The Gemara didn't mean that there's no chashivos for chayisha. But what we mean is that in such a case, where all the person has left in this world is chayisha, because no one's giving him the chance to make a full recovery, so really all this person has is chayisha. Over there, we're willing to take the risk. I mean, you have to do a cost-benefit analysis. You have to weigh your tzedakah. So the risk makes sense to take, because right now this person's going to die. All he has is chayisha. If all the person has is chayisha, it's kedai to go ahead and risk it by going to this doctor that's an Ein Yehudi. The Shvus Yaakov in a tshuva, it's a Chelek Gimel Simen Ayin Hey, was asked a very interesting shaila. The shaila came from a Roife Mumcha. Doctor sent him the shaila. He said one of his patients that he's treating is very, very sick, and as far as he knows, there's nothing he can do. He's going to die in a day or in 2 days. There's really nothing he could do. He said, however, he has read that there's some experimental drug that he can administer. He thinks most likely the drug's going to kill him. But they're saying that maybe there's a small possibility that this is going to save his life. Should he do it or should he not do it? He says, statistically, I don't like the chances. Chances are this person is going to die. But then again, he's going to die anyways. He has a day to live. He has 2 days to live. So what do we have to lose? We'll try this procedure. We'll administer this drug. If he dies right now, so he lost 2 days of life. But there's a very, 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 very small chance that maybe we can save him. Should we do it or should we not do it? That was the shiloh that was asked to the Shvus Yaakov. So the Shvus Yaakov starts off. He says, listen, this is real din nefashis. Hayul shedin zehu din nefashis. Mabish, it's not figuratively speaking, this is literally speaking Dine Nefashis. Dine Nefashis says the Shvus Yaakov, if you need to sit down and you have to really understand the Shaila, says, unfortunately, there's no way for me to fully understand the Shaila in the day to 2 days that this person has to live. So my first reaction is to say, Shev Al Taisa, just don't do anything. It's a Shaila of Dine Nefashis. You can't do something that maybe Mekarib Misasa. Zokta, Shvus Yaakov, but he said at second thought, Ivra, Kashi Yeradit Yaloiyu Nira, I realized it's a mistake. Not only is it a mistake, he said, I have a raya berura, a raya she'ein olav tshuva. What's his raya? This sugya right here. We're dealing with someone that the doctor said is for sure going to die. However, he's not going to die right now. He still has chayisha. He can live a day, he can live 2 days. There's an element of chayisha. And there's a heathen doctor that claims that he can help him. Now, ordinarily, these people are chashan and shvichas davim. So chances are this heathen's going to kill him. But there's a small chance that maybe he won't kill him. And if he chooses not to kill him, he may actually even heal him. What's the halacha? Misrap mehen. It's a mefurish halacha. Frank Tosis, I chayisha. So Tosis, you're right. There's an idea of chayisha. But at the same time, you always have to weigh the risk versus the reward. And over here, it makes sense to risk the chayisha for maybe saving this person. So this is mamish the shayla said the Shvus Yaakov. You're dealing with a person who the doctors gave up on. He has chayisha. You're not going to be makarav misasa shalada when there's an element of chayisha. But at the same time, there's a small chance that this person is going to be healed. To the extent that there's a small chance that this person is going to be healed, says the Shvus Yaakov, I think it's in the furish of Gemara, he paskin halacha lamaisa. Go ahead and try it, do it. If you kill him, you kill him. But lamaisa, you have to give it a shot. It's definitely something that you're supposed to do. So it's interesting. This is the second time that we had in the last 2 weeks, this idea of end of life, DNR, these shailas, and both times it's tucked away. The first one was on Daf Yud Ches, in the sugya of Reb Chanina ben Tradyan. Reb Chanina ben Tradyan is burning and the Romans were torturing him. They put wool, wet wool, and they were giving him a very long and painful death. And there was that one klatzdoniri he offered Reb Chanina ben Dais. He said, I'll remove the tzemer if you promise me chelik in Olam Haba. Ishtabuli v'ishtabula yotza paskal. Reb Chanina ben Tradyan v'klatzdoniri mezumanam l'chay Olam Haba. And Reb Moshe Netshuva was very bothered with that gemara. Reb Moshe said, what's going on over there? L'chayre, how is he allowed to do it? Wasn't he being makarav misasa? And we spoke out then Reb Moshe's tshuva, Nigris Moshe. The way he was magda. Reb Moshe said that if a person finds himself in an end-of-life situation where the doctors gave up hope, it's mamash desugya. We're all we're dealing with is chayesh. All you're dealing with is chayei sha. So you don't have to do something, bikum vaseh. You don't have to go do something to extend a person's life. You don't have to put him on a respirator. You don't have to try to shock his body to bring him back to life if he starts coding or if something happens. It's not something you have to do. B'shev al taisa. But bikum vaseh, to kill the person, you're not allowed to. That's where Moshe was so bothered with the klatz toniri, the chura. He was pulling the plug. He was taking away the tzemer, which was being makarib misasar shochinim and tragedy. So Moshe said, maybe it was a ben noyach, right? We went through this at great detail. But there, Rav Moshe said, it's posha, you can't do something to be makarib misasai. And he says, it's like sirtzach, it's ritzicha mamish, it's not even abizrayu. This is like the real deal. It's one of the Ten Commandments. Here, it's a little different, because over here, this person actually has hope. The reason we're willing to go ahead with the procedure is because the doctors are saying there is a small chance that something can happen. So again, if somebody's a chayvus sheish by sakana, the doctors gave up hope, he's lying, at this point it's chayisha, it's just a matter of days before this person's going to die. Do you have to do something to save his life? Again, way above our pay grade, but based on the basic halacha, do you have to do something to save his life? The answer, l'chur, is no. Are you allowed to do something to be makarev misasai? The answer is, of course not. But at the same time, can you try something experimental that chances are will kill the person? But at the same time, there's a small chance that he's going to survive. It's a mefurish sugya. This Tosfos, this Shlos Yaakov, either way, zokt. The Gemara Vaita. Oh, Mashmuel. Shmuel said, Shmuel, by the way, was a doctor. There's many, many Gemaras in Shas, in Yoni Refuah, regarding Shmuel. Shmuel, like the Rambam and other great Tzadikim and Talmid Chachamim in our history, were also great doctors. Shmuel was a doctor. Oh, Mashmuel, Shmuel. Hai Pedasa. If somebody has a wound that was caused by a sword, Sakanti. Very dangerous. Now he's very dangerous. This is pekuach nefashos umechalon aleus hashabbos. Maya say, what should you do? So lemifzik dama, to stop the bleeding, you should take tachli bechala. You should drink cress that was soaked in vinegar. That's going to stop the bleeding. La suke, to actually heal the wound, girda de yavla vegirda da asna. You should take a little bit of yavla and you should mix it with a little bit of asna. Oy nikra mikilkalta. You should take garbage, the part of the garbage where the tarnagol used to be menaka, where it would peck. Take that, somehow apply it on the wound. That's the refuah. I'm Rav Safra. Rav Safra said, I imbiza. If somebody had a boil, Rashi says, imbiza ababua hadaimala nova. So it's a boil that looks like a grape. Parvanka de malacha de musahi. You should realize that this boil works for the malach hamavis. It's literally, it's the shliach of the malach hamavis, meaning very, very dangerous. Maya susa, what should the person do? Tigna Bidufsha, he should take tigna, it's a certain type of grass, he should mix it with honey. A karpasa bitilyasa, or he should take wild celery, grind it, and mix it with very strong wine. Now, it takes a little time till you figure this all out. Ada hachi vahachi, in the interim, laisi inbasa basmina, you should take a grape that looks like as similar as possible to this boil, and you should apply it to the boil. Chivarti lechivarti. If the boil is white, try to find a white grape. If the boil is black, try to find the black grapes. Either way, he's giving you the long-term solution, and in the interim, the etza, what you're supposed to do. Amar Rava, Rava said, Hai simta, if a person has a pimple, almost like a pus pimple, parvanka de ishtahi. So it's not parvanka de malach hamavis. This is not bekuach nefesh, but it is parvanka de ishta. There's a good chance that this person is going to get fever, and fever once upon a time was very, very dangerous. So mayasu. So what should he do? Limchei shiten iskutli. You should snap with your fingers. Meaning, try to pop it 60 times. Velikri shesi veriv. Then you should cut it shesi veriv. V'hani milid leichiv reshe. This is only true if the tip of the pimple isn't white. Aval chiva reshe, if it has a white point, less lumba, then you don't have to worry, because that means the pus is already coming out. If the pus is already coming out, you have nothing to worry about. Talking about Rabbi Yaakov chosh b'fika. Rabbi Yaakov had sores ba'isay makam. So where a person goes to the bathroom, gedolim, he had sores over there. Ayrele Rav Ami, so he went to Rav Ami for advice. He needed medical advice. What should he do? Va'ami la'sam say Rav Asi ayrele. It was Rav Asi. So Rav Ami, so here too. Some say it was Rav Ami, some say it was Rav Asi. So what did they tell him? What you should do is you take 7 seeds of red aloe. I'm going to read from the art scroll. And you should tie them in a cloth that's cut from the neck of a shirt. So you need cloth, but not any cloth. It has to be cut from a shirt And not any part of the shirt. It had to be the neck of the shirt. You should now wrap this around the hair of an animal. You should dip it into white nafta. You should burn it. And you should take the ashes of this taruvos that you just burned, put it on the affected area. Add the hachi v'hachi. In the meantime, meaning until you do all this, you should take the seeds of fruit that grow on a thorn bush, and you should take the slit of the fruit, meaning where the stem goes, that little slit in the fruit, you should put it against the slit of oisei makim, and that's going to be the temporary refuah. V'hani mili piki. Says the Gemara, this all works if the issue that these sores are external, because of tatamai, but what if they're a little bit more inside the guf? What do you do then? So the Gemara says there's something else you're supposed to do. You're supposed to take the fat of a goat that never gave birth, the lifshar, and you should melt it. The lishtile, and you should smear it on that ear. If that doesn't work, you should take 3 leaves of a plant that has been dried in the shade. The likli, you should burn them. You should spread it on the area. And if you can't do that for whatever reason, let him bring mussel shells. And if that's not possible, what you should do is maisi mishach kira, bring wax oil, velinka b'shachi dechitana b'kaita, you should wrap it in rags of flax cloth during the summer. U'damar gufna b'sis, if it's the winter, you should wrap it in katin. The bottom line is you should apply it, and that's going to be the refu. Zoktamar Rabavo chosh ba'udni. Rabavo was suffering from pain in his ear. Oh, the Rabbi Yechanon. So he went to Rabbi Yechanon. Rabbi Yechanon told him what to do. V'ami labi medrash. Some say he went to Beis Medrash, and the Beis Medrash they told him what to do. Okay, my relay. What did they tell him to do? Zoktamar Kedam Rabaya. Amrli Eim. Abaya said, I heard from my mother. We always speak to Sad. Abaya never saw his mother. Abaya was a yasin from his father and his mother. Abaya is Rosh Hatevis. Asher Becha Yeruchim Yasin. Asher Becha Yeruchim Yasin. So whenever he refers to Aim, he means the woman that raised him, his nanny, so to speak. But he actually never saw his mother. So said Abaya that my mother told me, Ibri Kulyasa Elul Udna. Hashem created kidneys to heal pain in the ear. For Amar Rava, Rava said, Amar Menyumi Asya. Menyumi, the doctor told me, Kuli Shakyani Kashal Udna. All liquids are actually bad for the ears. The Barmi Maya the Kuli, except for the liquid that comes out of the kidney. Okay, so if somebody has a problem with his ears, what are you supposed to do? What did Rabbi Yechanan say? What did they tell him in Beis Medrash? Something about the liquids of a kidney. Let's be more specific. So he said, take the kidney of a goat that has no hair. V'likri shesiv ha'erev, and you should open up the kidney shesiv ha'erev. V'leinich ha'mil l'denura, you should put it on top of burning coals. V'hani mai denaf gimineh, water's going to start coming out of the kidney. That water, l'shtinu be'udneh, you should put it inside his ear. Lo yikriv l'chamil ha'pshuri. You have to make sure that this liquid is not hot, it's not cold, it should be warm. V'iloi, let's say you can't do this, you can't find a goat that has no hair, v'chuleh. Laisi tarbedechi push the gamlonisa, there's another option. Let it bring the fat of a large scarab, I don't know what that is. V'lifshir v'lishtile, melt it. Pour it into the ear. V'ilai, let's say you can't find that. L'mali l'udne mishcha, you should fill the ear with oil. V'le'evet shaf p'silta das pasta, and you should make 7 wicks, but the wicks should be made of green wheat stalks. V'leisi shufsa de tuma, and then you should bring dried garlic leaves. V'leisav barka b'chad reisha, tie them with animal hair at one end of each wick. So each side of these wicks should be tied with animal here, the litli buhunura, light the wick on fire, the idach resha musa buudna, and you should put one of the sides, meaning you're going to light one side, the other side should be in the ear, and let it burn, the lace of udni lahadanura, and he should put his ear near the fire, his musika, make sure that there's no wind at that time. And you have multiple wicks. We took 7, right? There were 7 wicks of green wheat stalks. You do one and then you do the other. You just repeat it 7 times. That's what you're supposed to do. There's another version of how this went down. That what you should do is you should take 7 wicks of animal hair. You should smear them with balsam oil. You should put one end of the wick inside his ear, and the other side should be inside a fire. So you have literally one side of the wick is in the fire, the other side is in your ear. Don't try this at home. Vinishko chada v'nana chada, and you should quickly remove one, put the other one. You had 7. V'izdar mizika, again, make sure there's no winds. V'iloi, and if you can't do this, laisi udara denada delay mashke. let him bring violet wool that has not been combed. V'nanach be, and place it in the ear. V'litle du udne lahadi nura, same thing, put your ear near the fire. V'lizdar mizika, make sure there's no wind. V'ilo, and if you can't do this, you should take a reed that is 100 years old. V'limali milcha glal anisa, you should fill it with rock salt. V'likli, burn it. V'lipli, and you should apply it to the area, that's going to be the refuah. Says the Gemara, so there were a few different versions and a few different types of refuahs for the ears. I mean, we started off, someone has an issue with his ear. There was like five or six things that were mentioned. So the Gemara says, v'simanich, a good way to remember which refuah should be used for which issue, which machla, retiva liyavishta. The refuahs that involved things that were moist, you're supposed to use when the ear that has an issue is dry. The yavishta, the refuahs that were dry, the retiva you should use for the issues that involve moist. Amar Rabba Bar Zutra, Amar Rabba Chanina, Mailim, Oznayim B'Shabbos. You're allowed to raise the ear to its proper position on the Sabbath. Tani, Rav Shmuel, Bar Yehuda, Biyat, you can only do it with your hand. Avalei B'Sam, you can't use it. So if you want to do it with your hands, manipulate it with your hand, that's something you can do. But to take a medication to make the ear move, that's something that's not okay. Ikudamri, some say, Bissam, you could do it through medicine. Avaloi biyad, my time, and why not with your hand? Mizr zara. Because if you're going to manually manipulate it, there's a good chance that it's going to cause a chabura. You're going to be chayvel the Shabbos, and you're running into issues. I'm a rav, literally an eye that rebels. Rashi says that just like a person that rebels, he leaves, for example. So this is an eye that wants to leave its socket. So what do? That happens on Shabbos. Mutal l'chayich l'b'Shabbos. You're allowed to treat it on Shabbos. Sovet minei. Sok to Gemara. The Chachamim told, hani mili hu deshchiki samana mesmo. What it means is, you can apply the medication on Shabbos. Meaning, even though Simon Shin Chav Ches says that you're not allowed to apply ordinarily medication on Shabbos, over here you could apply it on Shabbos. Avo mishchuk b'Shabbos. But I think you want to grind it on Shabbos. You want to be over the Issa Deiraisa. See, refu b'Shabbos is only an Issa Deirabana. But let's say you want to be over the Issa Deiraisa. Or v'asui derech Rosh Hashanah. You want to carry Rosh Hashanah. Again, an Issa Yehuda. I heard from Rabbi Yehuda that if somebody's ish dealing with an ayin shem murder, this rebellious eye, even to grind it on Shabbos and to take it derech shus rabbim is going to be mutter as well. Rabbi Yehuda shorle mikcholena b'Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda allowed someone to put medication on his eyes on Shabbos. Amalei Rishon Rabbi Yehuda, man soyes leYehuda machal Shabbos. Whoever listens to Rabbi Yehuda is a machal Shabbos. So again, Rabbi Yehuda paskind that if somebody has an issue with his eyes on Shabbos, you're allowed to take medication for it. And Rav Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda said that if somebody listens and someone does that, he's a machal Shabbos. In other words, you're not allowed to. The Gemara says, L'soif chash be'enei. Rav Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda once found himself in this situation where his eyes were hurting him, it was on Shabbos. Shalach lei. So he sent a shiloh to Rabbi Yehuda. Shari ayosar. Could I do it or not? Shalach lei. He told him, L'kuli alma. Shari. For everybody, it's mutter. But l'didach, asar. For you, it's asar. You already said, Shabi anav shechatecha di yisura. You once, when I issued this kula, you had a problem? Now it's too late. Now you can't do it yourself. But the Gemara says, v'chimididihu, but he told him back. He said, you think I was saying my own psak? This is all Rabbi Yehuda talking, meaning you had timers on what I said. I heard it from Shmuel, the Mar Shmuli, which meant two things. First of all, I heard it from the great Amir Shmuel, and not just that, I heard it from the great Dr. Shmuel. It was Shmuel that said that you're allowed to take medicine if you have an issue with your eye on Shabbos. There was a woman that was by Shmuel. Her eyes became inflamed on Shabbos. Sofcha v'lekadash, she was crying and nobody was listening. Meaning Shmuel didn't want to do anything. He didn't want to treat her. Paka eina, and her eye burst. L'macha, the next day, nafek mashmul v'dara, Shmuel realized that it was a tois. So he went to Beis Medrash and he darshan ayin shemarda mutal lekoich leBeShabbos. If somebody has an issue with his eye, it's bursting, it's being mired, whatever exactly that is, you're allowed to treat it on Shabbos. My time, and he said a chiddush de shuriyani deena, but ivanta the liba talu, because the eyes are somehow connected to the heart. Thus, it's considered b'koch nafashas. You can treat it on Shabbos. Zok de Gemara kegoin mai. Let's talk a little bit more in detail about different eye ailments. Zok de Gemara. Am Rabbi Yehuda kegoin rira. For example, if somebody has discharge coming out of his eyes, ditza, or he has a pain in his eye, dama, there's blood in his eye, demasa, he has excessive tearing in his eyes, vekitcha, or his eyes are inflamed.
Says the Gemara, utchilas ochel. The only time you're allowed to do this is if at the onset, meaning if it starts on Shabbos ke'ilu or right before Shabbos, then you can treat it on Shabbos. Lafuke soif ochla. However, if it's already, if he's been dealing this and it's on the way down, it's starting to get better, then there's no reason to treat it on Shabbos. Uptsuche eino doloi. What about, could someone take medication to improve his vision on Shabbos? No. Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, zibura udecharze silfa. If somebody is stung by a hornet, that's a zibura, or udecharze silfa, somebody's skin was pierced by a thorn, vesimta, or somebody has a blister, udecharzeina, or somebody has pain in his eye, vaasa ilave ishta. These things cause a fever. So if somebody has one of these things, either he's stung by a bee or a hornet, or his skin was pierced by a thorn, he has a blister, his eyes are hurting him, and he's now starting to heat up, he has fever, he's considered a bar sakan, he can be mechal Shabbos. A few more halachas. Chama lechama. If somebody has fever, radish is a cure. Silka letzina, beets are a cure for someone that has chills. Chilufa sakanta, and if you go fakert, if you give beets to someone that has fever or radish to somebody that has chills, that's a sakana. Chamimi la'akraba, if somebody is stung by a scorpion, you should take something hot, apply it to it. Kriri lezibura, if somebody's stung by a hornet, you should use something cold. The chilufa, if you do the reverse, sakanta. Chamimi lesilva, if somebody is pierced by a thorn, you should put something hot. Ukriri lechasponisa, somebody has a facial scab, you should put something cold. The chilufa sakanta, if you reverse it, it's a sakana. Chalolesi buri, vinegar should be taken after a person gives blood. Umunini letanisa, after you fast, break your fast on small fish. The chilufa sakanta, if you do in the reverse, it's sakana. One last gemara, tachli visibura sakanta. For a person to eat cress before he gives blood is very dangerous. Ishta visibura sakanta, to give blood when a person has fever is dangerous. Kaveh to give blood while his eyes are hurting is also sakana. Shei ledog dam. If a person gives blood, then it's okay to eat fish the second day. Sheni ledom dag. If a person eats fish, he shouldn't give blood right away. He should wait again the second day. Shlisha le sakanta. But the third day, for some reason, that was already considered a sakana. So before we end, we'll just conclude with one order. So what's going on over here? First of all, who tried these things? Like, really? There was a lab somewhere? How'd they figure this out? You take a goat that... But besides, what was this exactly? So, it's Yedua, the Marsha. Mesechtes Gittin, it got late early, but the Marsha, Mesechtes Gittin, Daf Samech Tes, in Perik Misha Achso, that's where you have a few block Gemara that reads exactly like the second half of today's Daf. So the Marsha over there says that we're all familiar with the Sefer HaRefuos. The Gemara says in Brachas Daf Yudam Beis that Chizkiyo HaMelech had a Sefer HaRefuos, V'gonzai, and he hit it. And the Chacham were very happy about the fact that he hit it. The reason they were happy was, is because being that there was a Sefer of voice, it was very easy for a person to deal with any machla that he had. And rather than be by Teach and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, people would go for the quick fix, and they would forget that Hashem is the real Reifi Chaylam. As a result, Chizkiyo decided we're going to hide the Sefer of voice, and that's going to cause people to come a little bit closer to Hashem. V'hoid l'chacham, the Chacham were very happy, says the Marsha, that the only reason Chizkiyo hid the Sefer of voice is because there were people, there were Anshi Delei Milo, there were people that didn't deserve to have it. There were people that if they had the Sefer of voice, they would forget about Hashem. But there were a lot of people that weren't going to forget about Hashem, even if they had the Sefer of voice. It's for that reason it didn't have to be hidden from everybody. They didn't want, Chizkiyo did, that it should be Biksav, that there should be a Sefer of voice. But at the same time, that it should be transmitted Midar Ladar, that was something he wanted. And all the refuos that were in Chizkiyo's Sefer of voice were transmitted Ish mi pi ish mi pi ish mi pi ish. Until time came with the Yerushalayim HaDoros. And the Yerushalayim HaDoros and the Chachamim realized that if we're going to continue relying on this oral transmission, eventually it's going to be forgotten. And just like Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi wrote to Torah Shabbat Peh, Eislasos Hashem Eferu Teresecha, the Chachamim invoked the Eislasos and they decided we're going to write it. We're going to put it in the Gemara. It's going to be a few blad in Gittin. It's going to be an Amid Gemara in Perik Ein Mamid in Masechtas Avodah Zarah. It's a little bit in the end of Perik Kal Gadol Masechtas Shabbos. It's sprinkled here, it's sprinkled there. There's Gemaras randomly throughout Shas. But these are all snippets. They're excerpts of the Sefer of Fuos that Chizkiyo hid. Because Chizkiyo didn't want it available to the masses. But that
that people should be able to have access to it, that's something that was already okay as long as it was going to be done in somewhat of a sporadic way. So Yodua, Rabbi Kiva Eger, in Simon Shin Lamed Vav. So Simon Shin Lamed Vav is Dinei Haroif. Incidentally, I looked up the Birkei Yosef. And Simon Shin Lamed Vav, because Yosef is the Chida, so we always look up the Chida. So the Chida says in Shin Lamed Vav, his first Sif Katan, he says that you have to realize whenever you talk about Dinei HaRoifei, remember that the real Roifei is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the real Roifei is the Shechina, and he says that the word Shechina is Begematria Roifei Chino. Do the math. Shechina equals Roifei Chino. I thought what was interesting was Roifei Chino. Chino means exist for nothing. Meaning, even if a person on Cheshboinus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Roifei Chino. Shechina is Roifei Chino. But either way, Simon Shin Lamed Vav, Rabbi Kiva Eger brings from the Maril, the Likutei Maril, that the Maril and the Likutim said that even though there's many refuahs that I mentioned in Shas, but we're not allowed to do them. You can't try them. Don't try them at home. And the reason is because if you try them, it's probably not going to work. And it's really not going to work, not because it doesn't work, because you don't know how to do it. And being that you're going to come to Malag, therefore the Chachamim felt very, very strongly, stay away from it. It's something that you shouldn't do. Stating that, the Maril said there's one refuah that's mentioned in the Gemara that you're allowed to do. Milvad madi isa b'shabes soif perik b'meh isha. Mishi eshle etzim b'groina. If somebody has a bone stuck in his throat, maybe me'oisim min, you should bring a bone from that same min. The anichulei al kadkadi, you should put it on your head. The yomer hachi, you should say as follows: Chad chad noches bala, bala noches chad chad. Valachas hazeh bodikum menusa. It works. Lochein oisir levad etiru lebeloshon nachi yosef. If you want to try that one at home, that one you could try at home. We'll just end with one interesting thing. So where did the sefer refuahs come from? So I think if you ask the man on the street, he's going to tell you it came from Shlomo HaMelech. Right? It's Margul B'Pumi De'inshi that the Sefer Refuahs came from Shlomo HaMelech. And the truth is, Ramban says it in his Akdamot, the Bereishis, and the Rambam says it in Pirush HaMishnayis and Masechtas Pesachim. So there's no question the Rishonim say that the origin of the Sefer Refuahs that Chizkiyo HaMelech hid was, the origin was from Shlomo HaMelech. Stating that, the Tashbitz says that he heard that when Noach and his mishpacha was in the teva, said there were shadim, there were ruchim, there were lilim, and they were mazik Noach and his family to the point that they were all chaylim and they didn't know what to do. They couldn't give zechanetza. So a malach came. Maybe it was the malach Rafael, but a malach came. He took one of Noach's sons, vehevi oisai leganedin, velimed oisai kol refuah sheba olam. For oisai refuah is kosvay besefer, v'zeu sefer refuah shegili dechizkiu amalach veganzai. So the real origin, the rest of the story, it actually comes from Noach in the Tev. Incidentally, the Tashbitz was one of the Rishonim. It was the Talmud of the Merami Rutenberg, and the Chida and the Shem Agdolim brings. He said he saw in the Mabit and in other sources as well that the Tashbitz wrote his sefer based on learning that he did together with his Rebbe while his Rebbe was in jail. We know that the Merami Rutenberg was forced, because of the Pidyon Shfuyim situation, we have raid bites on this. He was forced to spend the last years of his life in jail. But either way, the Merami Rutenberg was sitting and he was learning with his Talmud, the Tashbitz. That's when he wrote the Tashbitz. So this Tashbitz comes from his Rebbe, the Merami Rutenberg. Either way, a little bit of the rest of the story. Nu al chaylim shataka have refuah, schus of learning this stuff.